Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you, and we ask that we may keep in mind the spirit of holiness that you give to us, the spirit of leading us to the fullness of humanity, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as I said yesterday, today is, in fact, the memorial of Saint Nicholas. And, of course, Saint Nicholas is the name from which we have Santa Claus. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of this. I was telling this to someone and they were like, no, that can't be true. And I said, no, this is absolutely true, that the United States Air Force tracks Santa Claus. Actually, it's the Canadians do too. Tracks Santa Claus on New Year's Eve. Did you know that? If you didn't know that, yes, it does. It's called, now I can't remember. I'll remember it in just a minute. But yeah, it's the United States Air Force tracks Santa. Now I remember NORAD Santa. It's not that it just came to me. That's the advantage when you're doing pre-recording of a pause button. So it's called NORAD Santa. NORADSANTA.org, I believe. Now, and I have to check that again too. .org. Yes, NORAD Santa. So yes, the United States Air Force tracks Santa. And I think it is funded by private. It's not funded by the U.S. government. It's funded by private money. So today is indeed the memorial of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas lived in the third century in southern Turkey. And he was orphaned at a young age, but he received a large inheritance. So he was able to use his inheritance, and he did that to help the poor. You know, when we think of someone who was very young and very much in love with the Lord, in the modern day time, we can think of Blessed Carlos Acutis, who was only 15 when he died, and he was another one who was just absolutely in love with the Lord. St. Nicholas did not die at a young age. He grew and ended up being a bishop, eventually becoming a bishop. He was imprisoned, and he was imprisoned by none other than the Emperor Diocletian, who had these terrible persecutions against the church, really horrible things. He was one of the worst persecutions ever. And of course, his time precedes, which is often the way the Lord works, his time precedes that of the Emperor Constantine, who, of course, took away all the persecution from the church, and he basically made Christianity the religion of the Roman Empire. But Diocletian, prior to that, he was just vicious against the church, and so he imprisoned St. Nicholas. So that's part of his reputation. He put St. Nicholas in prison. One of the traditions we have of St. Nicholas bringing toys and filling stockings, what came from, of Santa Claus filling toys and bringing stockings, actually does come from St. Nicholas. Because in order to help the poor, he would leave little gifts in people's stockings, as I remember. And this could be just a legend, but gifts in people's stocking that were hanging because they were washed and they were drying. And that's one of the things that came from that. So St. Nicholas is obviously, you know, of course, we have in our popular Christmas music, St. Nick. They, you know, St. Nicholas became the prototype for Santa Claus. And so we remember that. We remember this man who really sought to live in service to the poor as a servant of Christ. And also, he was a defender of the weak, the Vatican tells us, and he's also the protector of seafarers. Now, I was a seafarer, and I didn't know that until today. And there is a great Our Lord of the Sea, I think it is. It's a painting of our Lord standing behind a man who is steering a ship with the typical wooden ship's wheel. I've seen that, and that's always my image of the protector of those who are on the sea. But I didn't know until I, you know what they say, you learn more when you teach something, until today, that he was also the protector of seafarers. So this is a powerful day. This is obviously a day that people, when we're talking about Advent and people looking towards Christmas, this is obviously one of the days that pops into people's mind because it is around the time of St. Nicholas. And we have some interesting readings today. Now, the readings come to us from Isaiah, and this is from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. And you notice the readings are all speaking of hope. The readings are all speaking of truth. They're speaking of the way that the Lord is going to come and right everything. And so this is the passage. This is in 40th chapter, which you can find in your daily missal, whichever one you choose to use, the Word Among Us, Magnificat, Bible.usccb. You might have one of your own at home, a hardcover book. But this is where it comfort my people. It's got some very famous lines in this particular chapter. But it's calling the people to know that the Lord is still with them. Now remember, anytime the Lord had to castigate the Jews was always to bring them back to him, because the Jews had a message, and if we lost that message from the Jews, no one would have that message. And it was a powerful message he had to tell them, which we will talk about on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts on WEZE. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. And listen to the program. That's one of the reasons why it's there, so you can tune in to the program. And remember, we have two programs. So if you're looking at the list of programs, you'll see one begins with an O, and that means overnight. That's this program. And the other one begins with a V. That means Voice of St. Anthony. That's the afternoon program over in WROL, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you can hear both of them. So we have the two programs over there. So anyway, we're talking about this important reading, and a lot of this reading is obviously connected to Christmas, but it's also something that we see a lot where the Lord uses some of this. Well, first of all, we can see that also famous line that the Lord has given, it says, basically, Jerusalem has received from the hand double for all her sins, is one of those lines. But we also know that this is one of the lines that, another line in there that John the Baptist preaches, make straight the ways of the Lord is what he says. And we have something similar here. So every valley, you know, we're going to level every valley. We're going to level every mountain. That all coming from St. John the Baptist, where we see these words are here, because this is where Jesus is proclaimed, one of the many times he's proclaimed first, obviously not using his name, which is actually God among us. That is what it all means, God among us. And I always make that clear. And in fact, that is true. When we understand that the Eucharist is with us, I was talking to someone the other day, and he was mentioning to me, he's probably listening right now, he was mentioning to me that he saw an image of, it's an image of basically like Mary and Joseph. And I forget the exact description, but something like he asked me, would they have received the Eucharist or would there be a symbolic element? I can't remember how we worded it. And I said, no, but they were so close to Christ. The message is clear. Receiving the Eucharist makes you as close to Christ as Joseph and Mary. There you go, or any of the apostles. And so that's why the Eucharist is so important to it. And that's why if you cannot receive the Eucharist, for whatever reason, you can always go to the Eucharist in adoration, and it's like you are in the presence of the Lord. If you want to see that very powerful, watch how the Latino community does this. Now, a lot of people from the English-speaking community don't like this. I personally think it's wonderful. Jesus is present in the Eucharist, and so they will draw close to the monstrance as a remembrance that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. You see that very clearly in the Spanish-speaking and Brazilian-speaking members of the Latino community. They will do that. And so that's a very powerful reality because God is with us. And in many places in the Old Testament. One of the most powerful ways it is of places it's done is in Isaiah, and this is Isaiah chapter 40. So there we are for the memorial of Saint Nicholas. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.